Welcome to the Kingstonist Podcast, a daily look at news, sports, and all things Kingston. Brought to you by Taylor Audemars. Here's Tim Cunningham.
Welcome to the Kingston's Podcast for Thursday, April 4th, brought to you by the Taylor Auto Mall. A routine traffic stop turned out to be not so routine incident after the driver and passenger of the stopped vehicle attempted to flee police. According to Kingston Police, officers conducted a traffic stop at approximately 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, April 2nd at Weller and Compton Streets. The vehicle stopped briefly and a male passenger exited the vehicle before the accused man, the driver, proceeded to drive north on Compton Street. There, the accused man abandoned the vehicle and attempted to flee police on foot. After a brief foot pursuit, police arrested the accused man, and further investigation found that he was in possession of a white crystal believed to be crystal meth and was also wanted on five Canada-wide criminal driving prohibitions. A 52-year-old local man is charged with five counts of operating a vehicle while prohibited and possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Kingston police have released a photo of two male suspects and are asking for the public's help in identifying them, and the images are available on our website at kingstonist.com. According to police, the suspects came into possession of stolen credit cards on Wednesday, March 20th, and then attended a downtown convenience store and purchased items using the stolen cards. Anyone with information can call Detective Shaw at Kingston Police, and people can also leave anonymous tips by calling the Kingston Police general number. Sports is next.
The official grand opening of our new certified pre-owned building at Taylor Auto Mall was a fantastic success. You can have confidence when buying from us because with every purchase, you get roadside assistance, a 150-point inspection, exchange privilege, and an extended warranty. And with our new location, we now have more selection and even better pricing. Do you have questions about credit? Come in and ask for Jen. She is a finance and credit specialist and will work tirelessly for you. Taylor Certified Pre-Owned at Taylor Auto Mall, your best choice for your next used vehicle.
In Kingston's sports, Justin Stevens scored two goals as the Napanee Raiders beat the Alliston Hornets 6-2 in Game 1 of the Provincial Junior C's Schmaltz Cup semifinal. Napanee now extends their postseason win streak to 13. Game 2 is Friday night in Alliston, with Game 3 at the Strathcona Centre in Napanee Sunday afternoon at 4:30. The Kingston Frontenacs will announce who they'll be selecting in the number one in the priority selection draft this coming Saturday in council chambers on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Shane Wright will be the first player selected in the draft and will be on hand with his family and the president of hockey ops, Doug Gilmore, along with Mayor Brian Patterson and members of the Frontenac staff. And Queens Gales head coach Brett Gibson of the Queens men's hockey team has been named head coach of Canada's men's under-18 team. Gibson and the Gales recently won the school's first Queens Cup title, OUA championship, since 1981. Gibson will be joined by assistant coaches Serge Aubin of Val-d'Or and Dave Strutch of the Regina Pats. The under-18 world championship will be in Sweden this month from April 18th to the 28th. If you have any stories that you'd like us to cover, you can reach us through our messenger on our Facebook page, or you can contact me directly, Tim Cunningham, tim.cunningham216@gmail.com.